the words that we say in our tefillahs in general, certainly Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, full of nuance. And it's important to pick up on these subtleties in the text in order to be able to fill them with layers of meaning. And therefore we say as follows, and so too Hashem, our God, instill your awe upon all of your works. And there's another level, the emascha al kol ma'aseh barasa, and your dread upon all that you've created, v'yira'echa kol ha'maasim, and let all works revere you, v'yishtachan v'anecha kol ha'bruim, and all your creatures should bow down, prostrate before you, v'yasekana magadachas, and they'll make a single society, la'aseh v'avshalim, to fulfill your will with one heart. Wholeheartedly. There are different levels over here. Ema is a higher level than pachat. Meaning dread is more than this awe. And therefore those that have ema are actually on a higher level than those that have pachat. That's the way the Avodah lands. Pachtecha is human beings, is for the human beings. Kol ma'asecha. That's human beings. Ema is actually the heavenly hosts, the guardian angels of all the nations on earth. That's the way the Ramchal, my Ma'a Chachma, understands it. These are the guardian angels of all the nations on earth. Human beings who live in the Olam Ha'asiyah, the world of doing, they have pachad. And therefore, Yira'echa kol ha'maasim, v'yishtachavu lefanecha kol ha'bruim, the hishtachvaya, bowing down with total bittul, total nullification, that's even a higher level than Yira. I mean, the person feels himself as having an independent identity. That's Yira. Hishtachvaya is total bittul to Hashem. I have no identity outside of my source. So we have these different levels. We're climbing ladders. Higher level, the higher the level of consciousness, the deeper awareness of Hashem, the more attached, connected, nullified into Hashem's existence we become. And as a result of this, Yasekulam Akadachas, that when all of creation understands the reality of the existence of Hashem, we'll all want the same thing. We'll all have the same desire. To fulfill your will. Where does that come from? From letting go of the ego. Letting go of our own personal desires. Aligning that which we, our own will, our own desire, with that which Hashem wants. Not just intellectually, but to feel it emotionally as well. That's believe of Charlene. That all we want to do is to serve Hashem. All of that which the spiritual world want to do. Individual nations, serve Hashem. This is what humanity was created for. The first day of creation. That was the goal. And this is what we're aiming to get back to. In Yom Moshe Mashiach. And the stage that the world is in now is a stage of learning, of growing, of progressing towards that goal. We daven that we should be part of the story of the redemption of all of humanity and of the entire world, bringing it to its ultimate goal of an awareness of Hashem. Nullifying our own existence and identity so we have the highest level of existence and identity possible.